Blog Talk Radio.
Grind Hard Radio.
Hey, this is Virginia Supernova Slim, aka the Doctor, and you know I'm fucking with Grind Hard Radio. Legit Chronicles, Dangerous Tactics, and Get Throw Trigger, my niggas. Hey, let's go.
Go.
What up? It's your boy Dal Timo, and you are now tuned into Grind Hall Radio. I think you already know what time it is.
Hey, this your boy Dice. When I'm not in the studio with my homie Mook Duke, you can catch me on Grind Hall every Tuesday night at 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. with my nigga Jit, Dangerous, Trigger, A Free Slim for the hottest indie and major music. From 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. 323-693-3043. Press 1, don't be scared to talk. And we also join it on Thursday night, late at night. And on Tuesday, we do Pump It or Dump It. If your shit ain't hot, it's getting dropped. Fuck with Grind Hard Radio. If you ain't grinding hard, go home. Dice.
Thank you for tuning in to Grind Hard Radio.
Reality Radio.
You can check us out at grindhardradio.com.
Official.
We on every Tuesday and Thursday, 11 p.m. to 1.
Here.
Y'all ready to have some fun?
Let's go!
Duval, V-A-A-T-S, y'all, it's Grind Hard Radio. Press 1 to join the party, 323-693-3043. Go live with your team. Duval, V-A-A-T-S, y'all, it's Grind Hard Radio.
Want to
join the party, 323-693-3043.
Yeah.
Go live with the team.
Welcome to Grind Hard Radio, hosted by Jit Chronicles, Dangerous Tactics, and Virginia Supernova Slim. You can listen everywhere you go, cause we on iTunes. You fucking with some far ahead of me that's on the moon. We play the hottest independent tracks, but don't pump it or dump it. Get ready to get flushed if your shit is whack. In-depth interviews, even some hip-hop news. Call in and make your request. We'll play whatever you choose. We do this for the people. No other show is equal. We got the best topics. We took on like some rockets. We got the hottest co-host, Dice, Black Cancer, and Curvy Trigger, and Young Nah. Club Loud, we stay dumb high. Shout out to Charles Billinger, executive producer. Shout out to all our haters. Y'all are some fucking losers. We paper chasing, grind to die. We ballin' no foul. Get used to us, cause we gon' be here for a while.
Co-hosting tonight, got your boy, Deuce,
rapper, graphic designer.
Oh.
All around good dude. Your boy Curry in the building. What's the deal, little bro?
What up, y'all? What up, man? I'm ready to have a good ass show. You know what I'm saying? So let's get it started.
That's right.
We got a live ass show tonight, man. We got Bonzell Solomon coming to first hour. Second hour, we got Tracy Cruz. And the topic for tonight's show: what's the difference? Fucking making love.
Oh,
yeah.
That's some masturbating type shit.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy shit.
So you know what to do, man. If you're on the phone lines, make sure you hit us up, 323-693-3043. Or if you're online, you can hit us up in the Ground Hard Radio chat room. I'm going to hit y'all with a couple of tracks, but we're going to start this thing out with your girl, Virginia Supernova Slim. So I'm going to need y'all to spell it out for me. Lego.
Yeah.
Is heard first on
Grind Hard Radio. Supernova Slim and his bitch, and you already know I'm fucking with Grind Hard Radio. Dangerous Tactics, Get Chronicle, and Get Throw Trigger. You already know what it is.
Oh! I want to introduce y'all to somebody I know. One of my homegirls, and I'm telling you, real talk. Spell her name out for
me. B-I-R-G-I-N-I-A.
Y'all know what that mean right there?
I got chinky eyes on me, I'm Japanese. I can look down on you, I'm 30,000 feet high. You ain't never seen a plane, you only see how time flies. Big stack the currency, I'm all about the dividends. Don't be looking stupid, cause I say shit you can't comprehend. I'm here to win and then spend and waste the talent like my own. I got friends that's black and white, but my best friend is all home. I'm all alone, except my crew. Cross the line, see what I do. I said this shit without a mirror, you'll be looking back at you. Now take a second, think about it. Twist the button if you doubt it. Make sure the feeling's not a whim if you fucking with Slim.
Y'all ain't fucking with him, trying to tell you. You don't know her name by now, man. You better get with it, though. Matter of fact, we gonna spell it for y'all, man. Tell how you spell it.
Believe it's white gold. I whip it when I drive, cause that's how I like to do it, man. If you had a ride like mine, I'd expect you to do the same. I'm a big bitch and a big pond bitch. You're a hater, you're a snitch, you ain't never gonna be rich. I'm living on a platinum planet, niggas just can't stand it. If it's something that I want, I don't ask, I demand it. I just do it, I don't plan shit. Nigga, you never ran shit. Beat your ass down like some black college band shit. The bird to the bad news, I earn and I pay dues. I do this for VA, I can't help it, I'm here to stay.
We ain't got to tell no more, man. Fuck it. Don't spell the name out one more time for these fuck niggas.
Run your city, that guap. Yeah, we got plenty, but nah, we ain't no model.
NYC tough. Know what that mean, bruh? We poppin' bottles, baby, so put the drinks up. Salute the baddest bitches when you see us. Bitches gon' hate, cause they can't beat us. We steal the spotlight, we only shop at Barney's. Pretty Committee, a.k.a. the Life Butter. Okay, I rock with them bitches that got some big old titties. And nah, we ain't no models, it's just Pretty Committee. Just watch, we run your city, that guap. Yeah, we got plenty, but nah, we ain't no models, it's just Pretty Committee, yeah. Who say they do it bigger? They a damn lie. Pretty Committee, a.k.a. Sexy Can Eye. Nail Artificial, be the last is there too. We bitches with credentials, laughing at you. Mark Jacob bag, Louis everything. Pink bottle popping, we love club scene. We know everywhere, cause we so popular. I'm zoning up in her, so I'm not concerned. Girl, who did your hair? It don't even matter. The shoes was last year. Thanks for the laughter. We buy our own drinks, swipe the credit card. I got goonies, baby. They never ever far. Dress fitting tight, matte gloss glisten. DJ play my single, the whole club feel it. Racks in our purse, we keep it raining hoes. They all know my name, but I ain't famous. Okay, I rock with them bitches that got some big old titties. And nah, we ain't no models, it's just Pretty Committee. Just watch, we run your city, that guap. Yeah, we got plenty, but nah, we ain't no models, it's just Pretty Committee, yeah.
You dig?
Here.
All right, man. This is Ground Hard Radio. Make sure you check out the official website at groundhardradio.com. Make sure you subscribe so you can get all the latest updates to Ground Hard Radio. And I got to put this out there real quick, man. Ground Hard Radio has just been nominated for the first annual Social Therapy Magazine Awards. It's going to take place in January of 2013. And I will have all the info and where you can vote and all that good stuff coming in a few days on groundhardradio.com. So make sure y'all check it out. And salutes to the team.
That's right.
Major salute.
We in here.
All day. And we got a little tech issue with Curry Mike, but we're going to try to handle that situation in a little bit. But we're going to jump straight into the topic. The latest night topic for the night is, what's the difference between fucking and making love? And we're going to start off with your girl Slim on that one.
Okay. In my opinion, you know what I'm saying, and this is just my opinion, you know, there are a lot of differences, but the major difference is the emotion involved. You know what I'm saying? When you just fucking, it's just like, really, you can just fuck anybody. You know what I'm saying? But when you're making love, you're more there mentally than just physically. You know what I'm saying?
That's real. Okay. I agree, sis.
No doubt.
All right, man, DT. What you want to put in on that topic, bro?
Man, I would just say that, you know, the difference between fucking and making love is if, you know, if you fucking, your ass don't got to come back. It's at your own discretion, you know what I'm saying? It's at your own will. When you're making love to somebody or whatever, you know what I'm saying? 9 times out of 10, your ass coming back. You got to come back. So, I don't know. I don't know what's better, love or fucking. Cause sometimes I like to just go on and do my own thing and give out my own business, get my nut, roll over, go to sleep, wash my damn ass, and walk out the door, and ain't got to come back no more. That's what I feel like.
Hey, that's what it is. Alright, and for me, I'm going to really tell y'all what's the difference between fucking and making love. Fucking is when you go bang, 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 bang. And making love is when you go bang, 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 but you take it a Red Lobster after. You know what I'm saying? So that would be the difference, in my opinion.
No doubt.
It's real shit, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we still having some tech problems with Curry Mike, man. We're going to getting that all fixed and shit, man. But we got your girl, Vonzell Solomon. She was the second runner-up from American Idol. She'll be in the building at 11:25. And in the second hour, we got your girl, Tracy Cruz. So what I'm going to do, man, I'm going to hit y'all with the next track. And it's your boy, Young Nah and Diesel, with What Type of Nigga She Like. Live on Brown Hard Radio. Let it go.
Do it.
Hot mess. You should have seen what the fuck he had on. Such a lady. You know he got the money, right? He be pumping it all day long. He pulled his wallet out.
What type of nigga she like?
Money over like 5 months.
What type of nigga she like? Cause you can tell the type of chick she is.
Sitting by the phone all day. You ain't text, you ain't called, you been gone all day. Ripping and running the streets and I'm home all day. Be for real, even you know staying home don't pay. But I'ma chill, cause I know when you handling business shit can get real. And that's what I like, my baby she know the drill. Book smart, but she know what can get you killed. And that's more than bad, shorty swag on the mail. That's why I keep our closet filled up with bags and heels. She stay shopping, you should see how many bags she fill. My bitch be giving shit away, your bitch mad she still. And she wouldn't have to do it if you was half as real. But you not, can't even afford half your bills. I'm riding by you on the bus cause you crashed your wheel. You ain't even got a job, ain't no tax this year. It's a shame you that lame, I hope it's bad you feel.
What type of nigga she like? What type of nigga she like? I wonder what type of nigga she like. Cause you can tell the type of chick she is when you know what type of nigga she like. What type of nigga she like? I wonder what type of nigga she like.
She steady struggling, boyfriend claiming that he hustling. Knowing I do it bigger, her choice of nigga is puzzling. Can't even speak, but he muzzling. See that she yearning to break free, and I'm feeling like I'm the key. But she ride, saying she ain't gonna leave him when he down. But unless he move to the moon, he'll never leave the ground. Clown, fucking lame. If I holler, then she gone. Have a wildin' in the palace, lap dancing on the throne. When she get home, flooded with more stones than the rubbles. Shrimp, serena, lobster, bath with the bubble. She ain't never telling, gotta keepin' all the Vicky Seekers with you. She was scraping up collections like a deacon, but the brill's head. And the fact she rockin' with me, make it real clear that the lane wants a vice, Lee in the mall. Told him that she love him last night, but I bet you she yell nah when he asked the type of nigga she like.
What type of nigga she like? I wonder what type of nigga she like. What type of chick she is, when you know what type of nigga she like. What type of nigga she like? I wonder what type of nigga she like. Cause you can tell the type of chick she is, when you know what type of nigga she like.
So I'm just over him, cause he was representing me, and I can't have it. I can't have some lame representing me. I'm too fly for that. My man raised no fool. Rock with. Here's another one, and another one, Kim, the queen.
It's ladies night, what? It must be Angie on the mic. The butter pea, honey, got the sugar, got the spice. Roll the L tight, keep the rhymes right. Yo, I just made this motherfucker up last night. And I'm the rookie on this all-star team. Me and Kim is getting cream, like Thelma and Louise, but on chrome. Never leave that Brooklyn shit alone. So if you say it's on, then it's on. Bang this in your whip. Pack some Cody Rhodey with the chips in the wrist. Here's a French kick. I dismiss all you chicks. Fit six from the fourth fifth. Make it dance. Ow! I stay focused in the dope. Like a penny with the hole in it. Y'all just hopeless and toast. I ain't lying. Niggas trying to knock me off. Keep trying. All it takes is one phone call to my street team. Promote that ass like a soundtrack. You jack. Send it off with the 850. Y'all missing the buck. What the fuck, bump Biggie in the truck. In the box to my double vision. Let me see you do the bank head if you're rich. If the rap may rap the QB. And I got all my sisters a man.
My God, and I'll run this time. Oh, this is You ain't got the cash to stare, suck my dick hole. Strictly your bell ringer. Lay another finger on this big bad wolf, Miss Lady Rap Singer. I'll be the one to blame as the flame keep rising to the top, and it don't stop. Notice the dopest bitches approaching with good intentions, but focusing on their riches. If it's too hot, then get the fuck up out the kitchen. Niggas dick, stay lifted when they're thinking of me. Cause the rhythm I kick, cover them like a rhythm of dick. Filling them with covers off the 9 million super clips. Bitches, what we duck, keep kicking up dust. And you can spread rumors, shit is making me sick of the head tumors. You and me about hugging me, saying you loving me. Faking phony niggas be bugging. I can tear with the thug, give me more to sell drugs and push me. Need to get me more with these BBs and then three smoke weed from overseas. Pimp like that, Rollie. Fuck the police, keep my wallet on beat. Who the windy city woman still coming and gonna spray from the shot. Tonight, tonight for all the ladies, let's get high.
Make sure you hit us up, 323-693-3043, or you can log on into the official website at groundheartradio.com. We're going to get into our first interview of the night, and our first guest was the second runner-up in the fourth season of the hit TV series American Idol. Please welcome the beautiful and talented Ms. Vonzell Solomon to the show. What's going on, darling?
Yeah. Hello. How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, yeah. We ready to chop it up with you.
I'm happy to be on and chopping up with y'all, too.
That's right. What's up. And, Vonzell, we're going to jump straight into this interview. It's your first time to Ground Hard Radio. So, for the folks out there who don't know, tell us a little bit about yourself and your grind.
Well, I am Vonzell Solomon from Fort Myers, Florida. I was on American Idol, second runner-up. And since Idol, I went on to start my own label, my own publishing company, because I am a songwriter as well. I just released my latest project, True Story. Woohoo! It's on iTunes, Amazon, and CD Baby. And now I'm just traveling. I get ready to hit the road, promoting the new project, and living the dream.
That's what's up. I am speaking of that new album, True Story. What can the fans expect from this project?
Well, True Story is. It's an EP. It's just, you know, a prelude into my get ready for my album next year. And True Story were songs that I wrote from my heart and really true life situations that I went through since Idol. And so I just wanted to open up and, you know, give people, you know, my insight of how I perceive life and love and relationships and everything I've been going through. And so, True Story is, you know, it's up tempo, it's valid, it takes you on a roller coaster of things that I've went through. Be it in relationships, you know, I dated a dirtbag once upon a time, so I wrote a song called Dirtbag.
Okay.
And it talks about, you know, some real situations, and his cell phone, his touchscreen phone called me by accident and left a voice message of him talking to his other chick. Now, you know.
Wow.
That's crazy. So I had to write about that.
Damn.
a lot of different things. So that the EP is just it's great because it's something for when you ready to go out. You know, tomorrow's Friday, you might want to get dressed. Us ladies like to get with our friends and go out. So we got some party songs on there. We got some chill songs. Some there's an inspirational track on there called Stronger, and it's all about getting back up again when you get knocked down. And Faithful is one of my favorites, and it's about relationships. You know, you want somebody to be faithful to you, and it's basically saying, I'm only going to stay if you're faithful. And that's another situation I've been through. So this project is just all over the place about love, life, and happiness, and getting back up when you get knocked down.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Most definitely. All right, now, Vonzell, do you have any upcoming performances that the folks should know about? Where you going to be at next?
Yes, so at the middle of the month, September 14th through the 16th, I'll be in Cincinnati performing with a show called Ballroom with a Twist, and it's all about ballroom dancing. However, I get to sing and do my thing along with another American Idol alumni, David Hernandez. Also, I'll be performing with Ballroom with a Twist. I think we're going to Detroit September 21st and 22nd, but you can go to my website, have everything up there. And I'm actually going on tour out of the country to Asia October. So the 1st of October, I'm out of here for about 3 months, and I'll be in Singapore, Hong Kong, Korea, and Japan. So I have all that up on my website, VonzellMusic.com.
That's amazing. All right, now, as we mentioned earlier, season 4 of American Idol. First, that's major. And my question would be, what was that experience like?
Wow, you know, I get that question a lot. And my experience on Idol was so many things wrapped up into one. It was like nerve-wracking for number one because you're performing in front of millions of people, and then I had Simon as a judge, so you know he's tough to please, and he's looking at you, he's waiting for you to mess up, and you know, learning the lyrics to new songs every week, and just the pressure and the stress of it all. So it was definitely it was kind of stressful. On the flip side, it was a lot of fun because even though we were in a competition, everybody was with You know, we were like family because, like I said, I'm from Florida and I was all the way on the other side of the nation in L.A. with these people I don't know, but we all love music and we all were away from family and doing something new and crazy and fun. So we were like family looking out for one another, and we, you know, we went out bowling together. We did all this stuff. So it was like a family atmosphere. And we also got a chance to shop in Beverly Hills for our clothes every week. And that was one of my favorite things, buying expensive things for the first time. I was getting my hair and makeup done every day for, like, because every day we were up at the crack of dawn. We were up early and went to bed late. We were doing interviews. We were running around looking for our clothes for the week for the show, and then rehearsing for our performances. And when you perform on a national television like American Idol, you have to learn so much because you're going to be on stage and there's a ton of cameras and they're all lighting up, and you got to look at the right camera because, you know, you want to be looking directly into the cameras, and you don't want to be thinking one is on you but it's really got beside you, and you have so much going on, and then the stage director pointing to the different cameras, and you're trying to remember your words, and Simon looking at you making sure you don't, you know, wait for you to mess up. It's a lot. So one of the vocal coaches on the show, she said that American Idol is like music school 101 because you really get a taste of what that life is like. And we were up, you know, doing phone interviews, radio interviews. We were doing photo shoots for magazines, and we were just ripping and running. So it was an amazing experience. And on top of all of that, we we got to meet celebrities, and they knew who we were. Like, Brandy is one of my all-time favorites. I love her. And she came to the show, and she was like, hey, Von Z, you're amazing. Don't you forget it. You better work. I mean, she was just showing so much love. And that's amazing. So, and sometimes people ask me to pick out one, you know, my favorite moment from American Idol, but there's not one moment. There's so many great moments. And for the finale, they brought out Prince and Kenny G. We were able to meet all these people, and I got a chance to perform with Billy Preston. So I was like, woo. It was an amazing experience.
No doubt. All right, now before I pass it on to the panel, I got one more question for you. I want to know, what advice would you give to a young artist that's trying to make it in the music game right now? Like, what would you tell that person?
I would say it's about persistence and working hard, never giving up. And I know it sounds cliche, but it's so true. Like, you have to be able to endure so much to get your big break. You never know what these stars and people who are living this life go through and have went through to be where they are. And so you definitely got to pay your dues, but don't give up. And keep positive, supportive people around you.
That's real.
Amen.
And that's good advice. All right. Clem, you got any questions for Ms. Vonzell?
Yeah, first I just want to say thank you for coming on the show. I really appreciate you giving us a little piece of your time and your mind. And I also want to say that some of the biggest celebrities and musicians in the industry right now that came from Idol were not the winners. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
I really have
a lot of respect for that, and I have a lot of respect for you. But my question is, was there ever a moment or a performance where you weren't nervous?
Every time I hit that stage, I had butterflies, my palms were sweating. And you know, I pray about, you know, no matter what I'm going through, I pray all the time. So every time I was getting ready to hit the stage, before I stepped on that stage, I was praying. Every time, and even now, you know, I'm about to get on the road in Asia. I'll be doing 8 shows a week. And I still get a little nervous, not like American Idol nervous, but I get the butterflies and I get nervous because I want to do my best and I want to outdo the last performance that I did and, you know, just constantly getting better and stuff like that. So I definitely was nervous every time I hit stage on American Idol.
Okay. Well, we definitely will be following your movement.
Thank you.
All right, Dangerous Tactics. You got any questions, bro?
Yeah, no doubt. Well, I would first like to thank you for coming to the show. And my question would be, what type of sound are you going for? What can we expect on your future projects, you know? Like, what are you going to be known for? Are you going to be known, like, like Beyonce, for having like a big voice in party songs, or like Lauryn Hill to be like real soulful, or you know, like what's your lane? Describe your lane and your sound.
Well, as a songwriter, I'm always writing, and most of the time it's hard as an artist to say, okay, this song really isn't for me. You know what I mean? Like, that's not me, but I wrote the song Gucci This, Gucci That, and the OMG girl took it and did that thing, and it's hot. You know what I'm saying? So I'm happy about that's my first placement, but some songs aren't going to be good for me, and sometimes it's hard because when you write it, you're like, no, I can sing this. You're like, nah, for real. I ain't no skater girl, and I can't be singing no Avril Lavigne song. You know what I mean? I'm going to have to try to pitch that to Avril Lavigne and let it go.
Right.
But so I write all types of songs, but the songs that I think that best fit me are just things that I go through, you know, real-life situations that I know a lot of other women go through as well. So my lane would probably more so be like Mary J., you know, and I love up-tempo songs, and and the party songs, but I'm really wanting to give something just like more R&B from the heart, from the soul, you know what I mean? And be it ballad or party songs, whatever, but my lane is more soulful R&B. Sometimes it can be, you know, poppy or have some hip-hop influences and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah, sounds very interesting.
All right, Curry, you got any questions, bro?
Yeah, actually, I do. All right, so describe that feeling, because I know it had to be a crazy feeling to walk into that room and sing in front of those judges. So describe that. Like, how did that feel to do that?
Oh, my goodness. It was crazy. I was so nervous all day waiting for my turn to, you know, to go in that room. And I was just, you know, anticipating and watching people come out who had made it to Hollywood and who had not made it to Hollywood. And I was just like, oh, Lord. So when I went in there, though, it was just like something came over me. And this happens a lot of times when I'm really, really nervous, and then I hit the stage and I'm just like, not, like I can still feel the adrenaline, but I'm not, you know, so nervous that I can't come pull through. So when I walked in that room and I saw them, you know, my heart started beating really fast, and it was definitely nerve-wracking. But as soon as I started to talk, I mean, everything just, my personality came out, and I was just like, okay, I can do this, and I just sang. And I don't know if you guys have seen my alter ego, Bunquisha.
Oh.
But Bunquisha is on YouTube, but I'm getting ready to put up a new video of Bunquisha right now, because I put one up every Thursday. But a little bit of Bunquisha came out in that first audition with the judges, and I was just like, I think they said something to me like, you ready, or something, and I was like, you better believe it, honey. And that is so Bunquisha. That is not the, like, you know, regular old Vaughn is just chill. Bunquisha is on 1,000. She's always turned up. She's crazy. So I think before I get ready to perform, a little bit of Bunquisha just takes over, and she's got all the attitude and confidence, and that's how I make it through.
That's what's up.
Okay. Yeah, everybody needs that alter personality, giving that kick. You know what I'm saying? I definitely relate to that. But by every other question I was going to ask, he kind of answered it along the way as the question's getting to me.
It's all good.
Okay. That's what's up.
Go ahead.
It's
pass
all
it.
Good. All right. To all my folks out there, man, if you want to talk to Ms. Vonzell Solomon and you want to ask questions, you got to press 1. We're taking phone calls. But before we do that, Vonzell, we got a couple of hot tracks from you. Let me see what we got from you. We got Dirtbag, and we got We Gonna Rock. I actually want to get into both of those tracks, but which one you want to get into first, darling?
Let's get into Dirtbag.
All right, and formally introduce that for everybody that's listening to Ground Hard Radio right now.
Okay, everybody, this is my one of my tracks on my latest project, True Story, and it's called Dirtbag, and it's actually written because I experienced this. And this is a true story, so listen to the words, because I know a lot of females out there know about these dirt bags, honey. So, without further ado,
damn.
Let's get into dirt bags.
All right, here it is, live, ladies night, Ground Hard Radio, take off.
Remember when we first met, was a perfect love story, Romeo and Juliet. You and I were so tight, yeah. Remember when we were cool, hang out all day, just acting a fool.
Everyone could see how much you meant to me.
Fell in love with you, I had it fast, found out that you were nothing but a dirtbag.
Cause your touchscreen phone called me by accident, several voice messages. Talking to your other chick, oh, oh man, now you're pulling it. You
my God. That's
right,
going
man,
on with me.
For real, for real. It's Ladies Night on Ground Hard Radio, and we in the building with everybody's American idol, Miss Monzelle Solomon. She's the favorite American idol in my book. You dig? Real talk.
Thank you.
And Monzelle, we're going to definitely take some callers for you, darling. Slim, let's take it to the phone lines, babe. All right,
we got a caller calling from the 302. Your last four digits is 0398. Now live on Ground Hard Radio. Who we got?
We got
302-0398.
Hello, can y'all hear
me? Live 302.
Hey, it's Dan.
Hey,
how y'all
I
doing?
Know that boy.
What's going on, Vaughn?
How are you, bro?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Everybody is David Dwayne in the building.
Hey.
Okay.
What's
good?
What's going on, David? You got any?
Not a
questions for Monzo?
Huh? Oh yeah, I definitely called. You know, to show my love to Monzo. Hey, Vaughn. You know,
hey.
Not a problem. You know, I just want to let everybody know that she seriously is working hard, y'all. I mean, one of the hardest working artist and a friend of mine that I even have, like, y'all need to seriously, if y'all don't know who she is, get familiar, VonzelleSongMusic.com, get the EP, True Story, iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby. I just wanted to come on and do that real quick and to tell y'all, make sure y'all support her because she's the bomb. She's got a lot of hotness in the works, so.
Definitely.
Thank you so much, bro. And y'all, David Dwayne is like such a blessing for me because he helps me in so many ways. He actually set up this interview, so thank you so
much.
Yeah, anytime.
And he's also working on his music and doing his thing too, so y'all make sure y'all check him out.
And I'm going to drop a bomb on him real quick. David will be in the building next week, next Tuesday night, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Get that.
That's right.
Get that. All right, David, anything else you want to throw out there, bro? You can do that.
Nothing else from me. Just wanted to say my little piece. Like I said, make sure y'all get the EP. Have a blessed night. I'm over and out.
Same to you, brother.
All right.
Appreciate you for later, calling
bro.
In, man.
Not a problem.
Thanks, bro. Have a good night.
Time, you too.
All right. Monzelle, like, we got one more call for you, darling. Slim, you want to take
okay.
a back to the phone line?
Yeah, we got a caller calling in from area code 623. Your last four digits, 3269. You're now live with Monzelle Solomon and Grind Hard Radio. Who we got?
Who we got?
3-6-2-3-3-2-6-9.
Come on, 6-2-3.
Hello.
Okay, maybe they're a little starstruck, Monzelle. It's all good.
Right.
6-2-3-3-2-6-9. Who we got?
All right, we're going to keep it moving. They got scared. Hey. They got scared a little bit. It's all good.
Okay.
All right, Monzelle,
okay.
You want to go ahead and introduce that last track, darling, for the folks out
oh,
there.
Oh, yes. This track is called We Gon' Rock. It's on iTunes right now, and it's a party song, so wherever you at, turn up your radio, turn up your computer, and let's get ready to rock. Here it is.
Turn up.
Let's go.
Yeah.
We gon' rock.
Bye.
And the beat thing got me started, baby. Put your hands up, put your hands up. Tell the club owner, I say we don't give up, cause we don't lie.
Two questions to you. I want to know, is there any place or websites the folks can go and check out your music? Where can we find you at on the internet in case the folks mix it the first time you said it?
Well, you can go to my website, FonzelMusic.com, and on my website, I've got links to my Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, where you can see me singing covers of other people's songs and my favorite songs. And also, you'll see my alter ego, Bunquisha. She is craving him. And all of that. And you can get my tour dates and everywhere you can find me in the world on my website, FonzelMusic.com.
All right, and to all my folks out there, man, make sure y'all check it out and hop down on it. You heard me.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, and Vonzel, any last words or shout-outs you want to throw out there to your people or to your fans?
To all of my fans out there who've been supporting me since Idol, and even my new fans, thank you all so much for the love and support, for getting this latest project on iTunes and supporting me, you know, liking and watching all of my crazy videos on YouTube, because I am a little bit special. I thank y'all for still rocking with me, even though I'm crazy. I love y'all. And thank y'all for having me on the show tonight. It's been fun. Thanks for, this opportunity.
Yeah.
Anytime. Yeah. Don't be a stranger, darling. You know, you're welcome back to the show at any time, and make sure you tell your folks that they can request your music right here on this station.
Awesome. Thank y'all. Y'all have a good night.
You too, darling. Thanks for coming through. Yeah. It was an honor and a pleasure.
Thank you. God bless. Bye.
You too.
Bye-bye. Same to you. All right, man. Yeah. It's ladies' night on Ground Hard Radio. We kicking it in. Current thinks his ass off the hook. He dropped a little early in the show before we can get his comment on the topic. We got your girl, Tracy Cruz. She might be coming in a little earlier than expected. So, you know, we're going to be getting to that interview in a minute now. But, Curry, I got to get your commentary.
What's
your opinion? I got to hit you with the I got to hit you with the topic, bro. What's the difference between fucking and making love, in your opinion?
Oh, man, yo. This is funny.
I'll put him on the spot.
After I tell my opinion, bro, can I pass the phone to like my niggas in the room, bro, and they tell y'all too?
Yes, sir.
All right. Hey, y'all, look, the topic on the radio show, what's the difference between fucking and making love? So I'm going to pass it to y'all. Oh, shit, they playing the bitch niggas, snitch niggas beat. All right, man, the difference between fucking and making love. Fucking is, you know what I'm saying, at 2 in the morning, you calling the homegirl over, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit, I just need to fuck something. You know what I'm saying? It's not really no feelings attached to you. You just doing it because, you know, you got to. You know, you got to get off. You know what I'm saying? So that fucking making love is when you trying to get that chick to stay with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the difference in that shit. And, like, I mean, I don't know how to really break it down in detail. But, I mean, you can tell, bro. You can tell. You can tell the difference in that shit.
Right.
Okay.
And everybody else pretty much said the same damn thing, so.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically really the difference, man. That's as clean as it gets with that.
Hey, that's real. So, ladies, if your nigga ain't take you to Red Lobster after y'all done bang, 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 it was just fucking.
Red Lobster? if he take you to McDonald's, not Red Lobster.
Oh,
he take you to McDonald's. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. You lucky if he even take you into, like, McDonald's, taking you home. He ain't drive, like, shit.
Hey, now, you can get a little coupon. Come on, now. Y'all can get a coupon out of Mint Magazine for Red Lobster. Come on, fellas.
I'll take you to a gas station and give me some gas. I ain't going to take you out to get nothing to eat, though.
Both of y'all. Both of y'all.
That's cold blood.
Give me some gas for coming to get you. That's how I take you to the gas station.
Well, we know who ain't making love around these parts.
Okay.
Man. Shit. Ones I love, they know who it is.
That's probably why my ass divorced, but it's all good. Slim, you want to take it back to the phone line?
Yeah, man. Y'all got me fucked up over here. All right, we got a caller there from 215.
Billy.
Yeah, 215. Your last four digits is 8239. You're now live on Ground Hard Radio. Who we got?
Yerp.
215-8239.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Who we got?
Okay, yeah. This is Trey. I want to know if guys else are on the phone.
You know what? We just ended the interview with her, bro.
Oh, shoot. I just seen her retweet.
No doubt.
Hey, it's all good, bro. You can still show love to her. You know, she'll listen to this episode once it's finished and all done with, if you want to show her some love.
Hey, no doubt. We'll do that.
Go ahead and give her a shout-out, bro. Hello.
All right, awkward. Awkward silence. He said if you can't talk to Bronzell, he ain't talking to no goddamn body.
Nobody.
Slim, let's set that 623 number one more time. Just to give them a courtesy pass.
Okay, then. 623, last four digits is 3269. You're now live on Grind Hard Radio. Who the fuck we got?
And still nobody.
Awkward silence.
Awkward silence. We're going to keep it moving. We're going to keep this thing moving. Because like I said, your girl Tracy Cruz should be in the building.
Let's get one more chance, bro.
623-3269.
gonna have to prank call their ass next time.
Yeah,
right,
he'll be in distress back there.
Yeah, right.
All day.
Man down.
All right, man, like I was saying, Tracy Cruz will be in the building at any minute, but I want to throw it back to my girl, V Slim, because we got some hot tracks coming from Dangerous Tactics. If it's Cash, I got some Terry Tobin. We got all that good shit, but right now, Slim, I'm going to take it back to you, baby. Whatever you want to request right now, we can get into that.
Man, I want to hear that Rip We In Here. That's my new single, you know what I'm saying, featuring produced by Raz Russo. You know what I'm saying? And we in this bitch. We always strong, you know what I'm saying? We always going ham on these folks, you know, giving y'all a show, so... You know what I'm saying? If y'all in here with us tonight, this song is dedicated to y'all, man. We in here. Shout out to Cookie.
All right, Slim, if you want to do some promo while I'm looking for that track, I got you on that.
Yeah, world. This is your girl, Virginia Supernova Slim. We need you to go download that new Grindr mixtape, Volume 1, right now, mixconnect.com. Just search Grind Hard Radio. Also, you can download my new mixtape called The Last Shall Be First on mixconnect.com. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you follow Grind Hard Radio on Twitter. You know, hit us up at grindhardradio.com. We going ham. That new Slow Grind mixtape is coming out real soon. You know what I'm saying? And we got a new meet and greet, you know what I'm saying, for Grind Hard Radio fans and, you know, all of our supporters and shit coming real soon, probably about February, the end of February next year. So y'all make sure y'all look out for that. Stay tuned, man. Keep fucking with the campaign. And then if you're in the Atlanta area, I got a new after-hour spot called Studio 630. It's at 630 Travis Street. Off of Northside Drive, right around the corner from Uptown Comedy Corner. So, you know what I'm saying? If you're looking for something to do this weekend, late night, you know, between the hours of 12 and 6 in the morning, come fuck with your girl, man. I make sure I show you some love, straight up.
All right, and when we get from this song, we going to hop into this interview with your girl, Tracy Cruz. So here it is, V Slim featuring Raz Russo with We In Here, live on Grind Hard Radio, late at night.
Yeah.
Yeah, we in here.
That's hot. We in here.
Thank
you. Late night on Grand Hard Radio. And we're going to take it to our final guest of the night. We got the beautiful, the talented soul singer, Miss Tracy Cruz in the building. What's going on, darling?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey, welcome to the show. How you
Thank
feeling
you so
tonight?
Thank you for having me. I'm doing good. Pretty tired, long day, but I'm doing good.
That's what's up. And Tracy, we're going to jump straight into it. It's your first time to Grind Hard Radio. So with that being said, tell us a little bit about yourself and your grind.
I am a mother, wife, singer, songwriter, and I'm also a vocal coach to the younger generation. And I've been an independent artist for 7 years. My husband, Alan, and I are a two-person team, and we've been handling everything since 2005. So we've been working really, really hard to promote our music and to just share with everybody, you know. And we're doing everything in-house, and we're raising a family, working jobs, and still trying to make this music career blossom.
That's what's up. Most definitely. All right, now, any upcoming albums or performances that the folks should know about? Where Ms. Tracy Cruz going to be at next?
Well, we're actually working on a remix album and a music video, and we are actually recording a new song for a soul compilation, which should be out pretty soon. And yeah, at the top of my head, I would say those things. We're trying to make sure it happens before the end of the year. But, you know, as an independent artist, sometimes, you know, you just have to take time to create and release, you know, your music and your projects, because you want to do it the right way.
That's
so real. It may take some time, but it'll be out.
That's what's up. No doubt. All right, now, Tracy, for a person that's never heard of your music before, how would you describe your sound?
I would say soul meets hip-hop with a splash of electronic and symphonic sounds. I would say it's very close to if you put Jill Scott with J Dilla. I think that would be a good description of my music, because it's still very passionate. There's still a lot of ballads, but at the same time, you know, there's still a lot of hip-hop influence as well. So I like to
put that
in there. I like to put that in there because I love soul music, but I also love hip-hop music as well. So I try to mesh those two styles together.
All right. Now, I'm going to flip the script on you a little bit. Who inspires you to do music? You know, what are some of your influences?
I would say Jill Scott. Jill Scott really inspires me. I love her poetic lyrics. I love how she delivers on stage. She's so honest. She's so vibrant. And she's fierce. But at the same time, she's very sensitive. I also love Ledisi. I love her vocal abilities. She's a true master of her art. Her craft, you know, she can sing a slow song, she can sing a fast song, you know, without any problems. Like, she's so flawless. And as far as production, I would say Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder is incredible. You know, Quincy Jones. There's so many different artists, but I also actually, you know, this is something that people don't really know, but I actually study the lyrics of, like, hip-hop artists like Common and Elzai and Talib Kweli, and, like, I study their lyrics, I study their style. I know I normally don't bring that up during an interview, but yeah.
But that's real.
I study a lot of different artists.
That's really cool.
No doubt. Alright, and my last question before I turn it over to the panel, Tracy, I want to know if you had the chance to work with any artist, celebrity, underground, who would it be or why?
Oh, that's
who would it be
and
why? I said R Y and why.
Oh, that's so difficult. Oh my goodness. Okay, can I say two?
Yeah, you two, darling. Most definitely.
Okay, I would say DJ Jazzy Jeff. You know, he's a classic hip hop DJ. You know, he can create really great upbeat hip hop sounds, but also he's very soulful. So I would love to work with him, DJ Jazzy Jeff. I'd also would love to work with the Foreign Exchange, because like I said, they, you know, they still mesh that hip hop soul vibe, and I love that. And my music is actually getting more aggressive. I mean, it's still pretty mellow, laid back. Especially with my previous two releases, they were very mellow, but I'm in this whole phase where I just want to create, you know, more music that's a little bit more upbeat, a little bit more edgy, you know, still soulful, but still edgy. You know, I don't want to have, like, the same sound every single time. So, yeah, I would say those two artists.
All right, that's what it is. And I'm going to turn it over to your girl, D. Slim.
Okay.
You got any questions for Ms. Tracy Cooper?
Yes, I do. I sure do. First of all, I would like to say thank you for coming on the show. And, you know, we really appreciate you. I can't wait to get into your music in a few minutes.
Thank you so much.
No problem. But my question for you is, did you get a chance to see the new season of Love & Hip Hop Atlanta?
No, I haven't.
Uh-oh.
Okay, because my question, when you said, you know, that your husband is a major part of, you know, what you do, and on the show, we had Rashida and her husband, and it got to the point where, I guess you would say, she felt like she needed to take her music to another level, so she was kind of looking to replace him as her manager. Would you ever, you know, take that position from your husband and give it to somebody else if you felt like you needed to go to another place that you and him together couldn't go?
You know, we have talked about it, and, you know, we, you know, as a team, you know, we have each other's best interests at heart. And, you know, we're always going to be a core group. You know, my husband and I are always going to be a core group no matter what. You know, we will always have the final say. We will always discuss everything together before making that decision. You know, and we've talked about, you know, working with other people, you know, whether creatively or, you know, just expanding our team. But I would say I would never replace the role he has, because he is part co-creator. And, you know, he does own part of the music. And so, you know, I feel that I would be, you know, having that empty space. You know, I don't think my music would be where it is, and it wouldn't sound the way it is without him. So, no, I wouldn't. I would not replace that role that he has, because he's a very important part of my journey.
And is
That's
he an artist also?
He's a producer. And
okay.
He creates all the music that you hear. Yeah, so he's produced every single one of my songs.
Amazing.
So, yeah, we've been a tag team ever since.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, Main Man Curry, you got any questions, bro? Curry.
Oh, hello? See, my phone.
Yes, sir. You got any questions for Trent?
my bad. But, shit, hold on. My bad. Let me get what's this. But my question to you is, if I was an A&R, what would you say to me for me to sign you?
What would I say to you to sign me?
What would you say to me?
Oh.
Wow. that's a good question. I would say, you know, if you're looking for something really different, you know, I am a Filipina from the Philippines, you know, creating and performing soul music. You know, I think that that's something different, you know. So if you want something different, you know, I definitely think that, you know, you should give my music a shot.
being in the Latin category, because I never really met that many Latin artists, and like the only real Latin artists I've heard of is, of course, everybody's heard of Pitbull, but like as of recently, the only Latin artist that's been out has been like Jocelyn from Love & Hip Hop. So like, what are your takes on her? Like, how do you feel about her?
You know what? I actually I ha- I haven't been, you know, completely versed in that show. So, but I think that it's great that there's a lot of different artists of different ethnicities that are actually, you know, going on the forefront,
right.
Especially with independent music. You know, you have Yuna, I think she's Malaysian, and then you have Adele. You know, and you know, there's just so many different artists coming out, and it's wonderful. There's Alan Stone, and you know, there's just a variety of different styles, and you know, different music. You know, and I think that the more open we are, you know, to accepting different styles of music, and you know, different ethnicities performing a variety, I think that doors could open. You know, doors could open, And that's the wonderful part of music, is that, you know, it is something that unites us all, you know, despite our cultural backgrounds and our ages. And yeah, I think that we're at a really good place right now as far as music, and you know, there's just so many, there's such a huge variety out there, and it's great.
Yeah, I kind of understand you on that. I was thinking about that. Well, I was having a conversation with people about that earlier, about like how music has, like, you know, it's broadened out, so you can come out with just about anything now, and there's bound to be someone out there to like it, you know?
Yeah, there's so many different styles of music out there, you know, especially with, you know, like, there's always something for somebody, like,
yeah.
There's so many different genres now, it's amazing.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the only questions I had. But,
okay,
yeah.
That's what's up. And Tracy, I know you pressed for time, so what we're going to do, we're going to get into one of your tracks, and I got a couple of more questions for you. So,
okay,
the tracks, the tracks that we have from you are Electricity, Emotional Love, and then we got my favorite, Love's Galaxy. So any of those tracks you want to get into, feel free to
introduce
that.
Let's do Emotional Love. So Emotional Love was my single from my previous album, Philosophy. Let's get into that.
All right, and Tracy, formally introduce that for the folks out there that
listening
right
now. Sure. This is called Emotional Love. This was from my debut album, Philosophy, which was released in September 2008. Hope you guys enjoy it.
Take off.
Make me feel
Hey, Square Hard Radio. We live in the building with your girl, Miss Tracy Cruz. Damn, that was a hot track. That was hot.
Thank you.
I love that song. That's a dope song.
Thank you so much. Thank you. That means a lot.
And I got to take a pause real quick because Curran threw me off with that question and I done messed around and skipped Dangerous Tactics. I know he biting the fire hot at me. Club Loud, baby. D, if you got any questions for Miss Tracy Cruz, go ahead, bro. And that's my bad.
Yeah. Basically, my question that I had was, you know, you're going out shopping or you're going to Walmart somewhere, and you turn around, somebody's calling your name, and it's Jill Scott. She says she's been looking for you to do a song with you. How do you respond?
Oh my goodness.
Good question.
Wow, I would run up to her and give her a huge hug, and I'd probably faint afterwards. I'd be so shocked, like, no way.
Woman now.
Right. Right. Wow, oh my goodness, wow. That's a really good question.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Dangerous, you had anything else, bro?
Nah, that was my only question.
Okay, because D is not feeling jit right about now. I'm going to keep it. I'm going to keep it moving. Tracy, is there any place or websites the folks can go and check out your music? Where can we find you at on the internet?
Yes, you can find me at tracycruz.com, TracyCruz.com. I'm also on Facebook.com/TracyCruzMusicPage, Twitter.com/... Tracy Cruz Music. What else? YouTube.com/Tracy Cruz Band. I'm on Reverb Nation, iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon, SoundCloud, and a variety of other websites.
Google her.
Alright, that's what's up. And folks, make sure you hop down on that. My last question to you, darling, is there any last words or shout outs you want to throw out there to your people or to your fans?
I would like to say thank you, Grindhard Radio, for just giving me this platform to share my story and my music. I really appreciate your support. And to all the radio stations and DJs, bloggers, websites, music supporters who support independent artists, you know that we are incredibly grateful for you all, and you know, much love to my family, my friends, and to everyone out there listening. Thank you so very much. Thank you so much. You know, I couldn't do this without you all. So, you know, my heart is with you all. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, and Tracy, we appreciate you so much for coming through tonight, darling. You're welcome back to the show at any time, and make sure
you
tell your folks so they can request your music right here on Grindhard Radio.
Thank you so much.
All right, appreciate you for coming through tonight. Much love to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a blessed evening.
You too.
All right, man, it's Grindhard Radio. It's ladies' night. You know what I'm saying? Folks, y'all ain't got to be scared to press 1. Hit us up, 323-693-3043. I got to take another pause. D, my bad, bro. That was my bad.
Good, bro.
And since it's on you right now, bro, anything you want to get into for late this night, we can definitely do that. We got about 35 minutes left on the show. Still got time.
Shout out to Miss Cash, you know. Definitely get into that Dangerous deck. Cash, Cash on deck. You on the lookout for Miss Cash. They coming soon to a hood near you. You need Club Loud.
You did.
That's right.
And in that order. Indeed, I'm looking for that track right now, bro. Go ahead and do some Club Loud promo. Tell them where they get those fire-ass T-shirts from.
Hey, if you want to get some Club Loud gear, man, go to clubloud.threadshirt.com. You know what I mean? Got new stuff coming up already. Got plenty right now. Very creative, original gear. Anybody who wants to know theirs is different, check it out. Follow Club Loud on Twitter
and
Club Loud
Gang.
Follow
that's
me on
right.
Twitter.
Gang.
Club Loud,
bitches.
See,
I never told you, D, but I did go and check out the Club Loud website, man. This shit's pretty dope, man. Never got to tell you that shit, man.
bro. This is pretty dope, bro.
Bow bow.
And in that order.
I love Slim. Here it is, man. Okay. Dangerous Tactics. Featuring Miss Cass with Cass on deck. Cass on deck, bitches. Let's go.
We got that. Yeah.
Want me locked in a box, no uvu. Got a little thing, my name is something you can Google. Haters mad cause my face is all on the YouTube. Been up a month and got more subscribers than you and YouTube. I'ma keep doing me, suggest that you do you. Not a new rapper, but my flow be that new news. Out with the old, this here be the new news. My people bad news, uptown niggas with some screws. While everybody wanna be a killer, I just wanna be the smart nigga with the thriller. Oh, you gorilla, bitch, I'm Godzilla.
I'm Godzilla.
Ready
bitch.
To let it rain hollow chips on you, nigga. Let go.
At your front door, blow your ass up, blood leaking on the floor. I'm like a ghost dog, kill him in his sleep. I hustle real hard, being knee deep in the street. I got guns all sizes, trunk full of heat. Trill queen boss, ready to unleash. Cash on deck, I'm ready to ride. Yeah, I'm doing things, I'ma keep it live. Cash on deck, stun the shades in my eyes. Haters in the building, better run for their lives. All about my business, keep my eyes on the prize. Miss Cash, bitch, you know I stay fly.
Cash on deck, cash on deck.
That's right.
You did.
awkward.
Busted on the beat. Nope.
Hey, real quick.
I might keep going in and out, y'all. My bad.
Yeah,
I'm so
that's sorry. Bullshit. But no, I just want to take a pause real quick. You know what I'm saying? I should have really did this at the beginning of the show, but I just want to say happy birthday to my little girl, man, Kalia. You know what I'm saying? She turned 6 today, so, you know what I'm saying? Happy birthday, Kalia. I love you. I wish I could have made it to your party, but, you know, that big gift is coming in the mail.
You dig? And once again, that was Dangerous Tactics and B&E Queen, Miss Cash with Cash on Deck. And I also want to take a pause, too, man, because I cannot think of the dude's name. It's a story I got. A little slight bit of hip-hop news, but guy's actually not an artist. He played Pinky on Friday. I don't know his name, but they're saying he, in this whole thing about he raped somebody, you know, it's late breaking news.
Come on,
the guy who played
Sean
Pinky.
Come on, bitch ass Sean. That's what my big homie calls
him. Hey, well, bro, in some deep doo-doo right now, man. He got some rape charges
on the second one. Wow.
Come on, and you know what, Slim? It was the last one with Cat Williams was in it.
Yeah,
I think
Friday
so.
Friday
after next. How
yeah,
y'all feel about
next
that?
Friday.
That's that bullshit.
Wow.
That's that shit I don't like.
Oh.
Yeah.
How
about condoning that at all, man. Get your shit together, Pinky.
Now, if you rape somebody, then that means that you can be subject to rape yourself in prison.
Oh, Lord.
So, you know what I'm saying? Do unto others as you would like others to do unto you. You know what I'm saying? That's how I
Clifton
feel about
Powell.
That.
That's his name. Clifton Powell.
Clifton Powell. That's it, Slim. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Fault, nigga.
Somebody gonna flip him up and with some power.
he's saying he's been falsely accused. You know what I'm saying? He was a minister
that's
of society and Rush Hour and Ray and all this shit. Yeah, that's fucked up, though.
Yeah. Well, check this out. Since we on hip hop news, y'all heard about Chief and this rapper named Lil Jojo. Like another little young Chicago rapper, and I guess he was supposed to be beefing with Keith or something like that, and he ended up getting killed like a day or so ago, or you know, just here recently. And Chief Keef had tweeted on his Twitter like, Lil Jojo, whatever, he wanted to be just like us, laugh my ass off. You know what I'm saying? And but the first thing he tweeted was rich nigga shit though. Feel me? Like he got him knocked off or whatever. Then he had came back like after his like the people on his Twitter or whatever, they started going at him or whatever, and they had basically said he had came back and tweeted that if you don't talk to him personally or talk to his manager Dro, that you know that it's fake, his Twitter account was hacked, that nature.
Here we go with that hacking shit.
Yeah,
man, I'm so sick of that shit.
Man, like the thing
you
is,
know what I'm saying? He was shot and killed in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Saying Lil Jojo was killed in Atlanta.
That's what it said. Where was he killed at?
I thought he was killed in Chicago. I read up on
that shit the other morning
because. When I woke up the other morning, like, that was all up on my Twitter
he's
timeline.
He's riding on a bicycle.
He's
on a bicycle with his homeboy and a tan-colored Ford Taurus rolled up.
That's what it said. Yeah, he was killed on the south side neighborhood of Inglewood in Chicago.
Yeah, like, the thing between him and, like, Chief Keef is, like, the dude, Little Reese. The guy that Chief runs with or whatever, he's on that song I Don't Like. Like, if you look on YouTube, you type in Little Jojo and Little Reese, you'll see, like, Jojo has videos of him trying to run up on Little Reese and shit like that. I guess they had beef between each other. And in the last video, you see Little Reese, and, like, Little Reese is saying, like, I'm going to kill you, Jojo. Like, he says it in the video. And then, like, couple hours after that video is when he actually got shot. It's crazy. I mean, I don't know, like, but it's not enough evidence, you know, for them to say, like, Little Reese and Steve Keef did it. But in that video, you hear Little Reese say, I'm going to kill you, Jojo.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of weird.
I did my research on...
That's some tragic shit, man.
My research on Lil Jojo or whatever, and, you know, it's a sad thing when anybody gets killed, but Lil Dude was on some shit. Like, straight up. He had, like, dudes with, like, fully automatic. He's standing there with two pistols and a MAC-10 or something. You know what I mean? And, big guns. Like, him and his crew, they was, you know what I mean? They wasn't no saints or whatever. Put it like that. You know? And, like, I was looking at the comments, you know, like, people were saying that just messed up how Chief or whatever, Lil Reese got him killed. But then somebody, I guess, from that neighborhood or around that area had said that Lil Jojo had been, like, recently shooting at people in his neighborhood. Like, they had shot at and hit people playing basketball and, like, shot at somebody's house and some more shit. So they were saying that it didn't have much to do with Chief Keef and Lil Reese. They had more so to do with the shit, you know, like a bigger, like, gang-related shit. Like, big, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I thought I was mistaken. I thought you were talking about Lil Fat. You know what I'm saying? That's who was killed in Atlanta outside of the hospital.
Yeah, Lil Fat.
Yeah,
that was Lil Boosie and Webby people.
Yeah,
rest in
peace.
Down. Yeah.
That's fucked
Damn.
Up, man.
Yeah, man, it's crazy out here.
Yeah, we gotta do better, you know what I'm saying?
We gotta come together.
That's right.
Yeah, just like,
real talk, if we don't, ain't nobody else will. They ain't gonna do it.
Gee, I forgot what her name was, but the lady that's just on here, that had a real nice song, the Latin singer. I'm sorry, I can't remember her name. But just like you said, like hip hop, and not even hip hop, but music in general, like so many different ethnicities. But if we just come together, you know, like everything would be so much better if we just come together instead of trying to like go against each other so much. Like I understand, you know, like it is competition at the end of the day, but I mean, competition should never turn out. It should never turn ugly, you know.
Right.
Could never let that.
It's another case of what we were talking about on a previous episode about niggas talking about their Twitter accounts been hacked. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Be accountable for what the fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Say, don't say some shit you're gonna regret later. That's real
right,
nigga
right.
shit.
And all the niggas around the world can't be hacking everybody's
said.
Fucking Twitter account. I'm
that
sorry.
Was,
I get tired of that. That's
said.
A lame ass excuse.
Hey,
yeah.
Shit, hey, some shit go down. My shit got hacked. Fuck that.
Right, but niggas know
and
you.
And D, the only person that can get away with it.
Say. Exactly. You know, we know D. We know what D gonna say, what he not gonna say. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. So, you know what I'm saying? If y'all see some shit on my Twitter, y'all know what I'm capable of, and you know what my lingo is like. So,
right.
You know what I'm saying? That's just a bitch nigga excuse right there, in my perspective.
That's real.
Yeah, I feel you on that, definitely. Yeah, be accountable, man. Don't say your Twitter got hacked. If you say something, just be like, be an adult about it.
Own it. You gotta
yeah.
own it.
Talking about females and stuff. All that gangster shit, I ain't saying none of that shit on Twitter. See me in person, nigga. I ain't internet.
Straight
up.
That.
Fuck,
there
man. I'm gonna punch you in the eye. You heard?
Straight up. But so, bro,
one more.
For the end of the show, you know what I'm saying? I want to make a request to play Letter from the Grave. You know what I'm saying? Because that song
got
really got a message in it, and motherfuckers
Damn.
Really ain't listening, but they need to get that, turn that shit all the way up, because I'm not just saying shit to be saying it and sound clever. That song really has a deep meaning, you know what I'm saying? So take
right,
heed to
right.
the words in that song, man. I'm telling you.
And that's how we're going to end the show tonight. You know what I'm saying? We're going to end it on Slim with Letter to the Grave. Real talk, real talk. And I want to put one more bit of hip hop news, because I know this is the big uncle. I want to know from y'all, how do y'all feel about Snoop Dogg changing his name to Snoop Lion? Like, where they do that at?
I didn't know that was serious.
What,
I didn't know you were serious about
Kermit.
That. I thought it was a joke.
I didn't know that was official.
Oh,
hey, that's
goodness.
Real. They got. I just seen a
wow.
picture of this nigga. You know, he all Rastafarian out. My nigga sitting on the beach somewhere sipping Mai Tais and shit. So I think it's
wow.
real.
How did he go from a dog to a cat, man?
Oh.
Cool, bro. Come on,
Snoop.
You know what I'm saying? I was born in Long Beach, bro. Like, come on, Snoop. Come on, man.
You
can't go from a dog
lion.
To a lion, dog.
Right.
Snoop Lion.
Right.
Snoop Lion.
That's fucked up.
We done evolved.
What is he be smoking on, man?
Talk about your uncle, nigga. What you got to say?
Well, basically, I got to say that that's my uncle. He can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Oh, he can do whatever he want to do? Okay.
He want to turn into a bird. You know
oh, okay.
He's the king of the jungle. Look, he's the king of the jungle. He a lion. You know what I'm saying? If he turns to a bird, he a fly motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
No
he turns to fish. And he wavy. You know what I'm saying? Whatever.
Hell no, that's
you know what? Me and D finna go at it tonight. I'ma say it like this. In honor of Stevie J, since Snoop can do whatever he wanna do, I'ma change my name from Jit to Cody J. In honor of Stevie J, nigga. What's up?
Yeah. You can't do that, bro. Do that, bro.
Cody's
like,
nigga.
That was funny, bro. For real.
Oh. All right,
that.
Man. This late as night. I can't even get through my fucking lines, man, because I'm laughing so hard. This late as night on Ground Hard Radio. Like we said, we're going to end the show off tonight with Slim with Letter from the Grave. But I'm going to hit y'all with a couple of more tracks, man. In honor of Ladies Night, man, we had Ladies Night a while back with Slim, Terry Tobin, Miss Cash, Dominique Blue. You know what I'm saying? Amazing, amazing show. Almost 1,000 downloads. The highest rated show in the history of Ground Hard Radio, man. So I'm going to throw it on right now. This is your girl, Miss Terry Tobin, with Say Who. Live on Ground Hard Radio. Ladies night. Take off.
Hey, I got something to show you. I can't keep it to myself no more. And baby, I got something you can feel, boy. Wanna give it to you.
Hello.
Hell nah.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Can you come out here and spray? I'm on 63rd Street in Brooklyn.
Where?
Can you write my phone number down?
What's your phone number?
777-9311.
Uh-huh. What's your name?
What time can y'all get somebody out here?
What's your name?
Bernice Jenkins.
Bernice Jenkins?
Uh-huh.
What's your address?
Jesus, help me, Lord. I just fell out this chair. Oh, Jesus. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, I don't want to be your man, but I need more than a one-night stand, girl. Can we be friends with benefits? Look, I don't want to be your man, but I need more than a one-night stand, girl. Can we be friends with benefits?
Believe
I'm saying,
busy
I'm not your confidant or confidence to get you. No conversations, condensation when the windows lock. The grief embrace my concentration when I'm in your... But twice and I... Once and then the endo spot. This will be heavy. Baby, with the advantage of such flesh is a must. We never so that isn't better than us. We both understand. So who better to trust? Mm-hmm. See my friend with the benefit of occasional luck. Addicted to the things you say in a way that you butt. Clap and jiggle when I'm in the middle, being in love. Eager to have a movie night together with you. And like rappers don't run out open their credits for who? Complaining about the neighbors. You claim that I'm a player, but I'm keeping it honey with every statement that I say. What? What can you expect? You not a whore, don't be a sad. We both adults who do the grown up when you're waiting. I'm a rap. Girl,
I don't wanna be a man, but I need more than a one night stand, girl. Can we be friends with benefits?
And Marvin Gaye and Chardonnay. What? Yeah, baby, I'm a G. I ain't gay. I'ma bring a pack of madness and goodbyes. Yeah, it's a form of wise while I'm in the hardest way. Believe, synonym, best. Not a shrink though. I guess I'm about what your ex did. Impressive, undressing is all I'm interested in. Cancel those reservations. You shy devil and pencil me in. For me and fast be in the season of summer. I see you be frontin' like you don't feel the urge to get lit, just a humping. There's nothing that seems to be a new motto. So you give in and get it in and ride on my ride. I like Apollo. I know Snow Apollo. The brown liquor bottle was hollow. You far from a motto, but since it's not far from tomorrow, we can get it in until the sun come up. But when we finish, I don't want to bun up. Cause
I don't want to be a man, but I need more than a one night stand, girl. Can we be friends with benefits?
Beneficial, my dick is a mini missile. I beat it like Sonny, listen, then slow it down and I kiss you. Can I handle your issues? Only just hand you a tissue and give you a blank stare when your emotions official. To get the best of you, then I try my best to do whatever I can to get the month message through. I'm not a lover or a significant other or just a cousin. I'm only the just want to kick it and kick commitment up off the roof. I'm not interested in taking this here past the room. You fantastic, boo, but I'm not a prospect. My perspective. Blind. That's how I lost that girl. Retrospectively, opportunity not. She said she needed more, and I replied to her, I do not. Now all I'm left with is memories and images of the one that got away. My friend with benefits. Hey.
I don't wanna be a man, but I need more than a one night stand, girl. Can we be friends with benefits?
I don't wanna be a man, but I need more than a one night stand.
Girl, I don't want to be a man, but I need more than a one night stand, girl. Can we be friends with benefits?
I don't want to be a man, but I need more than a one night stand, girl. Can we be friends with benefits? I'm saying, can we kick it?
You dig?
Yeah.
All right, man.
late as night on Ground Hard Radio. Make sure you check out the official website at groundhardradio.com. Folks, we got 10 minutes left on the show, so if you're on the phone lines, man, make sure you press 1-323-693-3043. The number. We're going to end things off with Slim Trike. I want her to formally introduce that, and we're going to wrap it up once we come back.
Here.
Slim, go ahead and introduce that final track.
Yeah, man, this is the girl between the Supernova Slim. I'm in this bitch, you know what I'm saying? But I got a little message for everybody, you know what I'm saying? You got to cherish your life, you know? You gotta say what you mean and mean what you say, you know? Life is short, so, you know, whatever you got to do, do it, you know? You can't be a gangster dead, you know what I'm saying? You can't take care of your family from the grave, you know what I'm saying? But this song is a representation of, you know, your final words after it's too late. You know what I'm saying? So that's just food for thought. This is Virginia Supernova Slim with Letter from the Grave, produced by Quani Cash, SOD Money Gang. Let's go.
Here.
Little.
I'm gonna die.
Alpha Supernovas.
Virginia Slim.
Let me start off and say it was a pretty day, but I couldn't have it my way, cause it was my time to go. I wanted to make it home, didn't wanna leave you alone, but it wasn't meant to be. The Grim Reaper came for me, but he couldn't have my soul, and he couldn't have my heart. But now I'm watching you from the other side, and it's tearing me apart. I don't know what to do, I'm trying to get back to you. I can't make you feel better, but read this letter.
All right, man. Anybody want to throw anything out there? Now the time to do it.
Wow.
Lego.
Man, shit. I always started, so I guess I'll start it again, man. Yeah, it's been good doing another show with y'all. Can't wait for next week, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully I have some new shit. Man. It's been nice doing with y'all, y'all. Y'all hit me up at my boy Curry. Check out my tweets, my links, and everything like that. And y'all keep sending it in.
Yeah. All right, Slim, go ahead and throw yourself out there, babe.
Yeah, what's good? This is your girl, Virginia Pitching Over Slim. You can Google me for my Twitter, Facebook, Reverb Nation, YouTube, all that good shit. But I want to shout out everybody that called in, everybody that tuned in online, and all of our guests that we had tonight. This is a fucking epic show. I had a really good fucking time. I'm crunk. I'm on my way to Studio 630. If you're in the Atlanta area, for after hours spot, come hit me up, 630 Travis Street, Atlanta 30318, right off the Northside Drive. I'm Club Loud, I'm Team D Slim, I'm Team Grind Hard, I'm the house of Supernova, you know what I'm saying? Grind or die, bitch.
Club Loud, bitch.
You already know. Club Loud.
DT. Put yourself out there, bitch, homie. D&D
Power. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to everybody who's tuned in to Grind Hard Radio. Shout out to the guests. Shout out to everybody who called in. You know what I mean? Big salute to Big Bro. Big salute to my twin. You know what I mean?
Big appreciate that.
Curry for coming through co-hosting. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Ladies Night was a success. You know,
epic.
Everybody, if you want to get in tune with me, what I'm doing, my music, my links, or whatever, you can follow me on Twitter at Self Made Danger. All one word. I mean, shout out to Miss Cash, Uncle Rod, Dave, Joey Blunt, my Gotti, shout out to Stars, UK with the crazy Club Loud tattoos on the fish.
Hell yeah.
We international, man, we worldwide. You know what I mean? Y'all can fight over local shit. I'm on private jet.
Yeah. International,
that's
baby.
And that order.
It's your boy. Jit Chronicles. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com at Jit Chronicles. You can also subscribe to my official website at jitchronicles.com. Shout out to the guests tonight, Vonzell Solomon and Tracy Cruz, you know what I'm saying? Big salutes to the executive producer of Ground Hard Radio, Charles Bellinger, and everybody that's fucking with Ground Hard Radio right now, man. We almost at 18,000 listeners. Much love to all y'all. Continue checking us out every Tuesday and Thursday night, man. And you know how we do. If you're on the line right now, we're going to click everybody in. You got about 30 seconds to throw whatever you want to throw out there. Little.
Here.
Let's get it.
Yeah.
Team V Slim.
Never.
Team Ground Hard Radio.
Yeah.
We out this thing, man.
Love.
Deuces. Hey, my Chris Brown voice, bitches.
Club
Loud.
It's Grind Hard Radio. Grind Hard Radio. It's Grind Hard Radio. What's the number to the live shit on the internet? It's 323-693-3043. That's the place you wanna be.
Lego.
stars in the UK. Shout out to Fly Gotti and the whole Fly Nation. Shout out to everybody who bang hard with Grind Hard Radio, man. You got love for Grind Hard Radio. Grind Hard Radio got love for you. Cause this is what we do. So y'all just sit back, pour your cups, roll up, light up, enjoy the show. Cause we do this for the people. Grind Hard Radio. Let's go!
Oh.